This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Kaiser Permanente says it's rescheduled some appointments due to a large healthcare worker strike, but patients can still access care. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Outside the health system's Franklin office in Denver, many patients walked past a picket line. Aurora resident Jean-Claude Futrell has a ruptured Achilles and couldn't miss a follow-up surgery appointment. He says he supports the workers.
When we have to take care of those that take care of us, right? Like these are people that take care of us, and if we're not taking care of them, then who are we?
The union representing over 3,000 Colorado nurses, pharmacy techs, and other jobs is striking to get higher wages and address understaffing. The strike is expected to last through Friday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
The 16th president of Colorado State University formally took the reins in an inauguration ceremony yesterday. Amy Parsons called for a renaissance of the land-grant mission of CSU, to be solvers of the world's most vexing problems, and to give many Coloradans their first chance at a college education.
You are welcome here. You belong here. We want you here. You will be supported here. And you will succeed here.
She'll focus on keeping tuition affordable, growing research and boosting technology transfer, and paying faculty and staff competitively. Ski season is right around the corner, and Interstate 70 is under construction near Idaho Springs as part of a multi-year expansion project. But Kirk Kianka with the Colorado Department of Transportation says they've designed the project to minimize its impact on ski traffic.
That means those Friday through Sundays over those weekends, during the morning and evening commutes, all the lanes that are there today will be open.
The highway expansion project will add a new westbound lane down Floyd Hill. It's scheduled to wrap up in 2028. This is CPR News in KRCC. It's 2:06.